Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi. Here are the top stories. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Tuesday said the government will soon use its strong electoral mandate to usher in the next wave of reforms and not to miss the bus this time. Without naming the reform measures unsuccessfully attempted by the Modi government in its first term and in an apparent hint at land acquisition reform attempts by NDA 1, she said the government's efforts last time were thwarted by the poor numbers in the upper house. The potential sale of Centre's entire stake of 53.3% in state-owned Bharat Petroleum Corporation of India may lead to reassessment of linkages between the government and oil marketing companies, said India Ratings and Research on Tuesday. BPCL's stake sale is part of Government of India's disinvestment target of Rs 1.05 lakh crore. The Fitch Group firm said that the government-OMC linkages could be reassessed in the event of further fuel reforms in LPG and kerosene. The hacking row seems to have hit WhatsApp's India business badly as its number of downloads between October 26 and November 3 declined by a whopping 80% to 1.8 million. The number of downloads in the preceding week was 8.9 million, says the data from mobile analytics and intelligence firm Sensitar, reported Business Standard. While the security breach issue has dealt a body blow to the Facebook-owned company, alternative messaging platforms like Telegram and Signal are cashing in on the opportunity. In its ongoing investigation into the Punjab and Maharashtra Cooperative or PMC Bank scam, the Enforcement Directorate has found that bankrupt firm Housing Development Infrastructure's promoters had allegedly diverted loan amount worth Rs 160 crore to three hotels. All three hotels are in the three-star category. The ED will attach these hotels if it's able to prove the transactions. This might be better news for residents of Delhi NCR region on Wednesday. The Ministry of Earth Sciences air quality monitor SAFAR said the AQI is back to very poor category after rapidly recovering from severe, largely due to faster boundary layer winds. Gurgaon, Faridabad, Noida and Ghaziabad too recorded very poor overall air quality. And that's all we have for you today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye for now.